This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. Nagaland and Assam governments to jointly carry out activities including plantation in disputed area belt. Meghalaya Social Welfare Minister Paul Lingdor felicitates 8 officers and personnel of Anti-Narcotics Task Force. Assam Cabinet approves revised standard operating procedure for Aadhaar enrollment of citizens above 18 years of age. And United People's Party Liberal releases first list of candidates for Bodoland Royal Council general election. The news in details. The governments of Nagaland and Assam have agreed to jointly carry out all future activities including plantation in the disputed area belt. An official communique from the Nagaland Chief Secretary's office issued yesterday said the state governments had recently conducted a joint eviction drive to remove illegal immigrants from the disputed area. However, plantation activities by Assam in the area led to tensions. To address the issue, the chief ministers of Nagaland and Assam held discussions and decided that all activities in the disputed area belt would be undertaken jointly by the two states. The move reflects the commitment of both governments to maintain peace and cooperation in the interstate boundary areas. Meghalaya Social Welfare Minister Paul Lingdor felicitated 8 officers and personnel of the Anti-Narcotics Task Force for their role in a drug seizure worth 4 crore rupees in East Jayantia Hills. The minister presented cash awards and mementos to the officers at the program held in Shillong yesterday. He stressed that Meghalaya's location makes it a key transit point requiring courage and commitment to tackle the menace of drugs. DREAMS Director Francis Kaching, DIG Jubi G. Mumin and SP Giri Prasad were present at the felicitation event. The Assam Cabinet under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday approved the notification implementation of revised standing operating procedure state government portal for Aadhaar enrollment of citizens above 18 years of age in the state to curb possible fraudulent Aadhaar enrollment of any infiltrators. The SOP is required to ensure that no infiltrators from across the border may get Aadhaar frequently. District commissioners are authorized for allowing Aadhaar enrollment for citizens above 18 years of age in rarest of rare cases. This restriction shall not apply for 1 year to individuals from SC, ST and Tea Garden communities, and Aadhaar enrollment of left-out individuals from these groups will be completed within 1 year. In Assam, the United People's Party Liberal, UPPL, released its first list of 18 candidates for the upcoming Bodoland Territorial Council BTC general election 2025. The announcement was made by UPPL Working President and Rajya Sabha MP Rongzora Narzari at a press conference at the party's central office in Kokrajhar. The list features mostly experienced faces including sitting MLAs, executive members and senior party leaders. Mr. Narzari informed that the UPPL will contest the BTC elections independently in all 40 constituencies and remaining names will be announced in the coming days. Representatives of civil society organizations of internally displaced persons met Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla yesterday and shared the challenges they are facing. They raised concerns over road access, resettlement, education, healthcare, and housing. Governor Bhalla assured the delegation that these matters have already been taken up with the authorities and efforts are underway to address them. An international workshop on intercultural resources and peace building was held at the Government Hindi College in Imphal yesterday. Scholars, activists and cultural practitioners discuss indigenous rights, cultural preservation and conflict resolution, stressing the importance of shared traditions in fostering peace and harmony. Speakers highlighted the need to preserve local languages, symbols and folk practices while encouraging intercultural exchanges to strengthen trust among communities. The workshop concluded with reflections on the causes of conflict and the role of culture in building lasting peace. In an effort to provide employment opportunities to unemployed youth in remote autonomous district council villages in Tripura, the Department of Tribal Welfare has undertaken several developmental projects in Kalyanpur block. Construction of a 2-story market stall is currently underway in Yakrai Bazaar in Nakshirai de Burma, ADC village. According to Soman Gopay, chairman of Kalyanpur Panchayat Samiti, once the market stall is inaugurated, it will provide direct employment to 16 unemployed youths from the region. The Southwest Garo Hills District Administration conducted the second awareness program on the Meghalaya Right to Public Services Act 2020 at the Rerapara CNRD block office yesterday. The program is part of ongoing efforts to empower citizens with knowledge of their rights and ensure timely delivery of various services covered under the Act. Assistant Commissioner and BDO of Rerapara, Armand C.H. Movin, introduced the Act and highlighted services provided to the Deputy Commissioner's Office, including issuance of certificates, licenses and registration of societies. The ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra Woka has been awarded the best KBK in the Northeastern region. The recognition was conferred by ICAR NRCB in acknowledgement of the team's exemplary work and impactful contribution selected from over 200 nominations. The award was presented yesterday during the 32nd Foundation Day and Kisan Mela held in Tiruchirappalli, Tamil Nadu. Sharing her delight on the award, Thungjano S. Azum from ICAR KVK Woka dedicated it to all the stakeholders in Nagaland's agriculture and allied sector. The National Tuberculosis Elimination Program Nagaland held its biannual review meeting cum sensitization on artificial intelligence solutions yesterday in Kohima with a renewed call to upscale services and strengthen elimination efforts. Director of the National Health Mission, Nagaland, Dr. Evil Zhao, expressed concern over low TB testing and preventive treatment in Nagaland and urged the districts to focus on better counseling during home visits. She also informed that 166 villages in Nagaland have been declared TB-free under the TB Mukt Panchayat initiative this year. As part of the ongoing TB-free India campaign under a national health mission, a special health camp was organized at the sub-health center of Purba Ganakir village in Tripura yesterday with the initiative of the district health department. Several hundred villagers underwent tests to detect the presence of tuberculosis infection. The camp provided multiple healthcare services, including digital X-ray and various blood tests. According to the attending doctors, those showing symptoms of TB through X-ray reports were subjected to further confirmatory tests. After diagnosis, the patients were provided with free medicines and necessary medical guidance. BJP spokesperson and headman of Riasamthaya in Shillong, M. Karkrang, has said headmen from 10 to 12 localities in Jayao would soon prepare standard operating procedures to combat the growing menace of drug trafficking. Expressing grave concern, he said the issue requires united efforts, pointing out that unemployment and the lure of easy money are driving many into drug trade. His statement followed the recent assault of a 16-year-old schoolgirl in Jayao who was injected with an unknown substance by two masked men. The Arunachal Pradesh Tourism Department received the International Tourism Conclave and Travel Awards 2025 for promoting unexplored destinations during an award ceremony held in New Delhi recently. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the recognition reflects the tireless efforts of the Arunachal Tourism Department in unveiling the state's hidden treasure, showcasing unique experiences and inviting the world to explore places less traveled. Deputy Chief Minister Chau Na Meng said that the recognition reflects the department's dedicated efforts to bring forth Arunachal's hidden gems. Renowned Khasi filmmaker Wan Frank Ding Do announced the premiere of his latest film, The Blood and the Border 2024, at a press conference in Shillong yesterday. The premiere is scheduled for 23rd August at 5 p.m. at Noel Conference Hall, St. Anthony's College, Shillong. The film explores identity, memory and the socio-political realities of borders in the region. Ding Do, known for Lorni, the Flaneer and Because We Did Not Choose, said the film reflects lived histories and hopes to spark dialogue. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.